Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Minister Willa, for that introduction, and thank you for greeting each and every one of the Master Call family members and listeners on this faithful, fantastic Friday. See, it's fantastic because we serve a great God, and he allowed us to wake up this morning. And see, we serve a faithful God. He's faithful to us every day, even when we don't think he is. He's still faithful, and he still continues to bless us and keep us. And today is Friday. So we're excited for each of you that have called in to the Master's Call. We greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and we thank God for each one of you. Once again, you have dialed in to the Master's Call. And the Master's Call, it has been going on since October the 25th of 2010, where our founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, shared the vision that the Lord had given her with Pastor Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Texas. And together they decided, let's go ahead and obey the call of the Lord and go forth with the Master's Call. So that's why we have this opportunity today. And we thank God for their obedience. We thank God for their submission. We thank God for their faithfulness. And I ask each one of you on this call to continue to lift both of our founders up in prayer, that God will continue to strengthen them, to inspire them, and that their lives will go into the next level that he has prepared for them. The scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, that tells me that in the morning, when we first wake up, that we just need, if we don't do anything else, at least we need to say, thank you, Jesus, because truly it is a blessing to be in the land of the living. So we thank God. So in the morning, when you just get out of bed, you're rolling over, you get up and you put your feet on the ground, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord that you woke up in the right mind. Thank the Lord that you were able to stand up on your own two feet. Thank the Lord that when you woke up that you were in a safe and a safe place of refuge. Thank the Lord. Just say thank you in the morning and go on through your day. See, the mission statement for this call is to empower, to enhance, and enrich believers as you begin your day, that as you go through your day that you would accept, submit, and obey the call of God to be that minister in the marketplace. So we thank God and we pray that through these calls that you have been empowered, that your lives have been enhanced and enriched. And as you go through the day, you have remembered a word that was said to you on the Master's Call, and you will share that with someone else. If you would like to be a prayer intercessor, now everyone on this line I know can pray. And right now there are open positions for prayer intercessors on the Master's Call. So if the Lord has been tugging at your heart and your spirit for you to pray on this call, just send an email to the Masters, themastersmorningcall at gmail.com, the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. And if you would like to go back to where all of our messages have been archived since October the 25th, 2010, by none other than Pastor Vanessa, then I invite you to visit our website. And many of you have, and we appreciate that. We could tell when you go on the line, onto the internet, and when you visit the website, and we appreciate you. Send a link out to someone else so that they will see what the Master Call is truly about as well, because this is not about us. But it is truly about the Master. So we invite you to visit our website, which can be found at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. So we thank God for each of you, and once again, I welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this fantastic, faithful Friday. If you are an artist distributor on this line, then there's not really a whole lot that I need to say to you because I already know that you have visited your back office this week. I already know that you have either called in to the customer service line to see what specials, what promotions artists have to offer us for this month of October. See, we are embarking upon December, and see, usually December is a great month in artists. It's actually the month where we are allowed to sell gifts to others. People are going to be shopping in the mall for various gifts and for gift items, but see, they don't have to go to the mall. If you would open your store on this day, then by the time November, December rolls around, people will come knocking at your door to see truly what products does Artist International have, and you have so many products that you could introduce to them. So I invite you to, if you have not started to prepare a plan for your business for this holiday season coming up, then I ask you to tap in today and write down your vision and make it plain. At this time, I would like to ask one of my prayer intercessor sisters if they would come to the line and open us up in prayer. Miss Willa, will you come back to the line and open us up in a word of prayer this morning?
Thank you, Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name, for your name is holy. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not, hallelujah, into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. And Father God, we ask that you bless Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts, as she recuperates from surgery that I believe she had. Bless the Diaz de Leon family, and bless each and every listener and the speaker on this call. Father, we thank you for clearing the airways so that this call goes forth with clarity, unhindered and unchecked by any outside force. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for opening us up with the model prayer. See, that prayer can be found in the Bible in Luke, and if we visit it, then we should not say we don't know what to pray, because that was a directive from our Lord and our Father and our Savior that this is the model prayer. So that's where it all begins at, and we learned that as a little child, and we still, you know, the Lord still expects for us to say that every now and then. So we bless God for you, and we thank God for each of you, the TMC listeners. So now it is time for the message. I hear in my spirit that I need a word from the Lord. So at this time, I would like to bring to the line the voice that we have been hearing on every Friday for the past few months. She is from Jersey. She is a member and a faithful worker in her church. She is an elder. She is a daughter. She's a wife, a stepmother, she's a sister, she's a proud auntie. She works outside of her home, and she travels the highways and the byways every day back and forth to work and to home. She is a Bible teacher, and I also broke her name down into letters, too, of what I thought she means to me. She is my sister, and she is a prayer intercessor on the Master's Call. R, she is responsible and reliable. O, she's obedient to the call of the Master. B, she's born again. I, she's an inspiration. And N, she is very nice. So at this time, it is a privilege and a pleasure for me to bring to you a woman of God, Minister Robin Wilson, at this time. Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Tiffany?
I can, if you could just speak up a little bit louder.
How's that?
Much better. Thank you. The floor is yours.
I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Willa, thank you for that prayer. And today, family, the word that's coming forward is for all of us, and I'm starting with me, as I always say. I find it an honor and a privilege just to love on you and to share with you. And the Lord said to me, we're a mountain mover. We can move mountains. Glory to God. The scripture, and many of us know it, it's found in Mark 11, verse 23 and 24. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Glory to God. The Lord said that when we pray, as long as we don't doubt and we believe, we will have what we have prayed. We are a mountain mover. There are mountains in all of our lives, and a mountain, that's nothing but an obstacle. It's a blockade. It's something that's trying to stop us from doing what God called us to do. But none of that took our Lord by surprise. He had a plan and a purpose for each one of us before the foundation of the world. He said he knew us when we were formed in our mother's womb. So he told us what to do regarding those mountains. Speak to them, because we can tell them to move in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I am so glad about that. Sometimes mountains or these obstacles that are in our lives, they try to get us off track. They try to get us off focus, but we don't have to fall to any of the schemes of the enemy, because we know that we are victorious in Christ Jesus. Sometimes those mountains, they'll try to cause us not to move forward. They'll try to hold us back. They'll try to make us not fulfill what God has called us to do. God told us to speak to the mountain. Don't speak to him about it. Let's speak to those obstacles. Let's tell them that we are the head and we are not the tail, that we are above and that we are not beneath, that God supplies all of our needs according to his riches and his glory by and through Christ Jesus. We don't have to give up. We know that we're going to succeed because Jesus succeeded. He fought, he ran that race, and he came out victorious. And family, the Master's Call family, you are coming out victorious too in the name of Jesus. You know, there's nothing wrong with discussing challenges and circumstances and obstacles that we may be facing. We can go and discuss those things with our Father. He's our dad. He said we can come to him. Come to him like a little child. Let him know what your concerns are, but know that he's given you the authority. He said you can tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And he said not one thing will hurt you. So although we go and we fellowship and we love on him, and we pray, and we speak to him, we go back, and we speak to that mountain, because you're a mountain mover, and that mountain has to go in the name of Jesus. God is the one that's leading us to triumph. God is the one who said that the battle wasn't ours, it's his. God is in charge, and because he's given us the authority to speak his word, and I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for that. We know that when we speak his word and we believe it, his word is going to go forward. It's going to pierce that mountain. David, that young boy, he was not moved by that uncircumcised Philistine. He said, how dare you? He came forward. forward. He knew who he was in his God, and he defeated that mountain. He defeated that obstacle. Joshua and Caleb, they looked at those giants and they said, huh, my God is bigger. And they were victorious. So we too can say, huh, my God is bigger. I can do all things through Christ because he's my strength. I take authority in the spiritual realm regarding all those things that are going on in the natural. And I know that I have the victory. So those circumstances that are trying to stand in my way, it's nothing but an obstacle. And I'm going to speak the word of God, and it has to change. Everything in the natural is subject to change. We believe it by faith. We know that it's impossible to please God without faith. And we know that when we do this, all things are going to work together for our good because we love him. We trust him. We rely on his word. We believe his word. We resist the devil, and he has to flee. Hallelujah. We are keeping the faith. We're not going to be moved by what we see because we know that God, he is the one who rewards his people because we diligently put him first. We diligently seek him. We diligently want to please him. We know that we are a mountain mover. So you know what? Speak to those mountains. Speak to that mountain of doubt. Sometimes you may be going through a circumstance and you may not know how it's going to be carried out in your life. That's doubt. You sought your father. He gave you a plan. He said, daughter, he said, son, this is the way that I want you to go. Don't fear. He's not giving you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And we know that we can do all things. We can do all things through him. Know that, believe it, and just do it. Your finances have to change. That's a mountain. Speak to that enemy. Speak to his forces and tell him to get out of your affairs. Get out of your family. Speak peace in your home. Speak to that sickness. That sickness has to go. That's a mountain. That's a blockage. That's an obstacle. It has no right in your body. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It has no right. It can't stay. You are healed in the name of Jesus. You are whole in Jesus' name. You are prosperous in the name of Jesus. You have his peace. He is Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. You are victorious in him. The enemy is under your feet. Those mountains have to go because you're a mountain mover. And we speak to those mountains and command them to go. In the name of Jesus. Is there a situation in your life regarding your family, regarding your children, regarding your employer, regarding your neighbors, and it has to change? You speak to that mountain and you command it to line up with the word of God. Because we know that the word is powerful. We know that the word changes situations and circumstances. We know that the word goes forward where we've directed it, and we will see a change in that situation. I was speaking to one of my next door neighbors, and people, when they see us, they see the love of God on us. We want them to see Jesus in us. And she came to me and she asked me to pray regarding a health situation in her life. And because God said that we are his vessel and we are a living epistle to be read by all men, I spoke to that situation. It wasn't because of Robin. It was because of what my Lord said. It was because of what he is going to do. I was the instrument that he used. I spoke to that situation believing his word, knowing his word would change that situation. And that young lady rang my bell last night, and she said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I was not fearful when I went into that doctor's office. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The doctor told me positive, the negative didn't even surface. So glory to God, because we know that we can speak to mountains and they gotta be removed, because we don't doubt, we don't fear, we believe, and we can have what we say in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. Just like Jesus, when he was with the disciples, and he was, this is in Matthew chapter 21, verse 21, he answered them and he said, verily I say unto you, if you have faith, Master's family call, don't doubt, you shall have what was done to that fig tree. You can also say, Master's family call, say to that mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and it's going to be done. Jesus spoke to that fig tree because it wasn't bearing fruit. And the following day, the disciples saw that, and they were like, wow, Lord, look at this. Because of him, his power, his authority that he's given us, we can do the same thing. Speak to that mountain. It has to be removed. In Matthew 17, verse 20, so Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, if you have not seen a mustard seed, go to a health store or go to your supermarket and ask, where are they? That little seed is tiny. God is saying if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, we can say to that mountain, move away. Move from here. And it has to move. Nothing is impossible. And according to Jesus, unbelief is what keeps us from speaking to that mountain. We will not let unbelief stop us from moving forward into the things that God has planned for us. We will not let unbelief stop us from walking in divine health, because our King told us that we can, because healing belongs to his children. We will not let unbelief stop us from believing that our family members will come to know our Lord and Savior Jesus, because we know that that blindness of darkness, we spoke against it. It has to be removed from their eyes in the name of Jesus. And they too will come to know our Lord, our King, and our Savior. And they will be delivered, glory to God, in Jesus' name. So let the word of God come out of your mouth and you speak to that mountain. You speak with authority. You speak with clarity. You speak with boldness. That's what David did. We can do the same thing. You speak the words of God and it's going to penetrate those obstacles. You are the center of God's will, and God is with you. And God said you are victorious, and you are the apple of his eye. And the attacks of the enemy, they have nothing on you. They have nothing on me. They have nothing against the saints of God, because we belong to him in the name of Jesus. The enemy's plans are canceled, and there's power in your tongue. So don't be moved by the size of the mountain. Don't be moved by the size of the problem, because you are more than a conqueror. You have on the full armor of God, and you can do anything. You can do everything through Christ, because he's given you the tools. He's given you the artillery. He gave you the plan, and it is so. It will be done. Jesus said that it's our responsibility to speak to the mountain, and we will speak to that mountain in the name of Jesus, because we are mountain movers. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for letting me be able to just love on you and share with you. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Robin. We are mountain movers. God bless you, and thank you for bringing us that to our minds this morning, because, see, sometimes we get stuck in what our mountains are, with what our obstacles are, with what our circumstances and situations. But you just told us this morning, and I receive what you decreed and declared over us, to speak to that mountain and ask that mountain to line up with the word of God. You said that we are victorious in Christ. See, because we serve a big God. We serve a great God. And our God is stronger than any mountain and obstacle that we have in our life. You said have faith in God. See, doubt, unbelief, and fear, they don't live with faith. You know, they go against faith. So remove doubt and unbelief and fear from your life, that you would be able to command your mountains to move, and move in the name of Jesus. So we bless you, woman of God, for that message. We thank you as you have poured into us this morning, and pray that God will pour his spirit upon you and send a refreshing and a fresh anointing upon you this day. So at this time, we'll go ahead and close out in prayer. Remember, this is Friday, so we ask that if you would like to stay on the line once this call has closed in a few minutes, that you would stay on and give your prayer report, your prayer request, and your praise report. So we'll open up the floor for that shortly. Father God, we just bless your holy name. We thank you for this faithful, fantastic Friday, Father God, which it will be for each one of us, oh God. We thank you for Robin, and we thank you for Minister Robin, and we thank you for the message that you poured into her spirit, that we are mountain movers. So, Father, for every obstacle in our lives this day that we woke up with, that we carried into this day from yesterday, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that it shall be moved in your name, Father God. We command it to go, Father God. We declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We stand on your word and your promises to know that our healing, Father God, it is done in the name of Jesus, that all financial breakthroughs that are needed are done right now in the name of Jesus. Employment jobs are on the way in the name of Jesus, that there is no lack, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we are the head and not the tail, oh God, that you are shifting and turning things around in our favor. I pray that each one of the listeners on this line today will walk in unmerited favor, Father God, uncommon favor, Father God. We just thank you because you are a God who loves us unconditionally. And as you love us unconditionally, Lord, I pray that we will walk in that same love for one another. Help us to forgive those, Father God, who have been against us, those who have forsaken us, because you command us to do so, so that our lives would be blessed, oh God. So we bless your holy name, Father God. We submit and obey to your will, Father God. We ask that you would continue to lift us up to higher and higher heights in you, that we would soar with the eagles, oh God, and we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and praise. We love you, Lord, and we bless you. In Jesus' name I pray these things. Amen. To Minister Willa, we thank you for greeting us and opening us up this morning. To you, woman of God, Minister Robin Wilson, God bless you, my sister. We love you greatly, and we pray that you will have a safe day as you travel through the highways. And to each of you, the Master Call listeners, see, this would not be the Master's Call without you. So we love and we bless each one of you, and we pray that God will keep you safe through the weekend until we meet again on Monday. Have a super fantastic day, as Dr. P.K. Roberts would say, and we love you. God bless you. Goodbye. Those of you who have decided to stay on the line, we welcome you to our prayer request and praise report session on this fantastic Friday. Me and my sister, Minister Kathy, will be tag teaming once again this day. So we're going to start off with praise reports, because I know that there are some praise reports on the line this morning. So if you would like to give your praise report, go ahead and press *6 on your line, and that will put you in the queue so that we can go ahead and call out your number. So make sure you listen to the number as she calls it out, and then go ahead and come onto the line. Okay, we're ready to go. Let's move forward. So the first praise report, I know there's a praise report out there. Minister Kathy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me well?
I can, loud and clear. We're ready, we're ready,
awesome.
We're ready.
Awesome, let's do it. We have Sister Rushi out of Atlanta, 678-612. Can you come on the line? Unmute yourself. Actually, I'm going to unmute you. Okay, you should be
good morning. Good morning, the Master's Call. I just want to thank God for another day today, and I want to give a praise report that on last night we had a fantastic time with Papa DeLeon. He was in town doing the 90-day challenge with us, showing us how he can take this company to another level in 90 days. So I challenge each and every one of you on this phone, let's do the Weight Watchers along with the 90-day challenge so we can take our business to another level. I'd like to pray for my sister, Richardine Jones Martin, that's in the hospital in Albany, Georgia. She has a thyroid problem going on. I had on some products, but the doctor even told her to take a, when she missed one pill, the double dose on another one. So I have to get back in there and show her that we have product that can help her, not just heal at the same time, but to help her. So I ask you guys for prayer for the whole DeLeon family, my family, and each and every one of you guys, and Pastor PK as well, and Vanessa. You guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Rushi, for your faithfulness. Thank you for being on here since the beginning, and we definitely will all take advantage of that weight release challenge and start using our products on a daily basis for the next few years. So God bless you. Thank you for calling us, calling in. The next praise report, please.
The next praise report is Ma Preston out of Houston, Texas. Come on the line.
Good morning out there, Minister of Washington. And is that you, Miss Candy?
It's Tiffany.
Tiffany, good morning, Miss Tiffany. How y'all doing this morning? I got a praise report. I want to thank God for waking me up this morning, clothing me in my right mind, and giving me the use of my limbs. And I'm out here in the streets on my way to our, we having a garage sale this morning. So I thank him for that. But I want to say that Dr. Solomon, Beverly Solomon, our president of Elite Ladies of Expression, she's going to have open heart surgery the first of next week. So I'm asking prayer for her that y'all pray that all go well with her. Okay?
Amen.
Y'all have a good weekend. God bless y'all. We love you guys. Y'all doing a fantastic job. And keep the good work up.
Thank you, Queen Marie Preston, for your words of encouragement. We definitely pray for success over your garage sale today, and we'll keep Dr. Beverly Solomon lifted up in prayer as she embarks upon heart surgery on next week. So God bless you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Do we have another praise report?
We have 773-259. 773-259. Oh, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I have to take me off of mute. Praise the Lord. This is Regina out of Chicago. Praise the Lord. Oh, my God. God is so awesome. As you all have been praying for the fundraising for my praise team, Atmosphere of Heaven. And it was absolutely incredible. We did above and beyond what we needed, which was $20,000 for the recording, our live recording of our first CD, about to say album, the CD. And it was absolutely, the night was filled with just the presence of the Lord. It was just awesome. We were able to do the recording, but we were able to just worship the way that we normally worship, which is just really allowing the God to just come in and do his thing and to just to bless the people. And it was just amazing. And we actually put the whole recording on YouTube, and we've had people from Indonesia and from Uganda to say how awesome the video was and how it blessed them, and they're passing it on to different people. And we've had over 209 people to view it so far as of yesterday. And so it is just amazing what God has done. And
And then on a second note, my team has just been amazing. I've been asking everybody to pray for my artist team, and I've popped a new manager and two new supervisors and about three or four coordinators, and the move is here. The move is here. So I just wanted to lift up that praise report, and I'll come back a little bit later with my prayer request. But that was amazing. I just wanted to thank everyone for their prayers. That
avails
much.
Regina, go ahead and give your prayer request
okay.
Right now. Uh-huh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. I am going to be going with my missions team to Israel, and so I'm going to be personally raising funds, which is it's going to be $2,999 to go to Israel, and I've always wanted to go, and I hear there's some huge changes that are getting ready to happen. So this may be like the last trip ever to go to Israel because of the major changes that are going on. And so I'm excited about going and needing to raise the money. And so I just want the prayers to start receiving. I know they'll be giving us letters that we'll be able to send out. So we'll be collecting funds from different people who will be a blessing. And then my leg, I'm having problems with my left leg again. I was in the emergency room last night. I didn't get home till like 1 in the morning, and having that pain back again. And I'm speaking to this mountain that it shall be moved in Jesus' name. And then again for the rest of my team, my older members will come back and that they will grow. They will go into this new fast track and the different promotions that we have going on. That's it.
Amen. We thank God for you, and we thank God for your faithfulness. And we said that you was going to have that above and beyond blessing as far as atmosphere of heaven is concerned. So we're glad to hear that God showed up and showed out.
Oh, my God.
And I would just assume that you said YouTube, atmosphere of heaven. So if we search atmosphere of heaven on YouTube, we'll be able to tap into the recording.
You should be able to find it, yes.
Okay, great. And we will keep you lifted up as far as your mission trip is concerned in your left leg. God bless you, my sister. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Do we have anyone else in the queue, Minister Kathy? And we'll go ahead and take prayer request at this time.
We don't have anyone else in the queue right now. You're welcome to start to unmute yourself and you'll end up in the queue.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Dr. Vanessa. How is everybody doing? I have a prayer request.
Yay, Dr. Vanessa. Hi.
You all are doing, as our buddy would say, a super fantastic job. Minister Robin, fantastic word today to remind us of our authority as a believer. Just wanted to encourage everybody to lift up our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts. We spoke a long time yesterday. She did have her surgery on Wednesday. We were praying that it was a clean break, but unfortunately, for those of you who didn't know, she had a little tumble earlier this week and broke her wrist, her right wrist, and it was shattered. They found out when they went in for surgery on Wednesday that it was shattered, so they had to put a plate in her wrist, and it has been pretty challenging and painful for her. And I told her she sounded like a little drug addict last night before she fell asleep, but we're just going to be believing God for a speedy recovery and that all is well. God has blessed her to move into a beautiful new condo there in Colorado Springs and new beginnings in her transition. So we're just going to ask our prayer request that we just keep her lifted up in prayer for a speedy healing of this right wrist. And she sends all of her love to each and every one of us. And again, Minister Tiffany, Minister Kathy, and Minister Willa, and definitely today, Minister Robin, you all are doing an awesome, awesome job. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Vanessa. We bless God for you, one of our founders for this The Master's Call, and we definitely will keep Dr. P.K. Roberts lifted up. And also I say please pass on the word to her. See, we have Coral Calcium, one of our artist products, and that helps to build up the bones. So we want to make sure that she puts that into her system along with her Noni and her Laviv, because we do know that God is a healer and that he will restore that what was there before. So we bless God for you. And I say to each of you, pray over your products before you give them out. Pray over them, because truly they are blessings in the bottles. So do we have anyone else that's in the queue for a prayer request at this time?
Yes, we do. 713-598, you're up now. 713-598, you're unmuted. You can speak.
Good morning, good morning. This is Angela Richardson out of Houston, Texas, and I just want to thank all of you all for this master morning call. I was invited to it from my sister Marie Preston here in Houston, and I tell you, it makes my day every day when I get up. When I wake up sometime and I miss it, half of it, I'll be kind of lost, but I thank God I can go online and look at it. But I'm asking for prayer. I asked for prayer about a month or so ago with my homeowners association. I'm dealing with them right now. I go back to court with them this coming Monday, and I just ask that y'all be in prayer with me and that they have favor in on my part of it. And asking and thanking God that he woke me up and that my right mind, and just asking that y'all keep me in prayer for as work goes and as my finances go. Just asking for prayer and for my family as well.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Richardson, for joining us each day, and we're glad to know that your life has been enriched and enhanced by this call. We will definitely lift you up as far as the Homeowners Association, and we know that you will have uncommon favor in each and every mountain that is in your life, because that was the message this day, that we are mountain movers, so those obstacles will be moved in the name of Jesus. Do we have another request at this time?
We do. 317-291. That number again is 317-291.
You're good up. Morning, Sister Kathy. This is Jackie in Indiana.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am calling in. I'm requesting prayer. First of all, I want to thank God for his healing powers for the last, since August. I would say since August, I've been dealing with issues in my lung and respiratory issues. It even caused me to, I ended up in the hospital as a result of it. And I thank God because his healing powers is now starting to come up and come out. And I am praying for my mountain. I am speaking to the mountain to be removed, and I will have complete restorations in my respiratory and my lungs. So I am claiming that right now, and I'm asking you to stand in prayer with me. Also, as an artist distributor, I had built a team, and my team dwindled down to just myself. And God placed a young lady in my path, and we have been working on a project for the last few months, and now the project is now starting to come to fruition. So I'm asking your prayers that we be very successful in this, and I'm asking your prayers to bless her because she has been a tremendous workhorse in this, as well as myself, and that God will bless us in this. I know that, it was a vision that he had given to the both of us. We were strangers. We just met just a few months ago, and just in that few months, we seem like sisters, and we've known each other for a lifetime. So I thank God for that, and I'm asking for your prayers that he would give us a favor over our new ventures, and that, you know, that I can start building my finances again and my health as well. So that is my prayer and my request.
Amen. Sister Jackie, we thank God for you, and we know that God is a healer. So, yes, we stand in agreement with you to know that you will have total and complete healing in your body, over your lungs and your respiratory system, and will you receive uncommon favor in your artist business. So look for new things. You know, those people that have moved from your business, if they need to move and be moved, that's fine, because, see, God is opening a new door for you. So our prayer is that you will walk into it. God bless you. Do we have another request in the queue at this time, Minister Kathy?
Yes, we have two more requests, 253-678. 253-678. You're up now.
This is Ronnie in Tacoma, Washington. I praise God for the master's call. I'm still alive and artist. I know Washington State fell off the map and we don't have the support, but I am alive and well, working continuously to enlighten the people on artists, and I thank God for that. My prayer request, there's a young man that joined the master's call. His name is Paul, and my prayer request for him is that he find the will of God for his life, that he continues to listen to the call and be blessed. And we're just believing together that God will enlighten him on what his will is for his life. And I ask you guys to pray continuously for Paul.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Ronnie. We thank you, first of all, for your faithfulness, and we thank you for inviting Paul to the line. And we know that God has Paul on this line for a reason, so we do pray for his salvation and that he will know God's will and truly who God is in his life, because he is a child of the Most High God. And I heard you say that you didn't have support out there in Washington. Let me tell you something. You have support all around the world. You could call any of us. Even though I'm not in Washington, I will be more than happy to help you. Any of us, send an email to the Gmail address. We will connect with you. Put your phone number and your address. We will connect with you because, see, we're all in this business together, so never feel that you're alone, because we're all in this together. And one thing I say to each and every one of you, if you don't have a lot of people in your back office, keep on pressing. Do not give up. Know that God is with you and that we can do great things together. God bless you, Sister Ronnie. And the next prayer request at this time.
Okay, the next person we have is 708-214. 708-214, you can speak now.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. This is Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Can you hear me okay?
We can.
Loud and clear.
Praise the Lord. I have two quick prayer requests. I want to thank the Lord for our entire Master Call family, and I'm putting this prayer request out for the work of the next phase. I went to the doctor, and they want to do a procedure that has to be done in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I have had phenomenal success with the alternative medicine treatment that the Lord directed me to, and I want to continue to have the Lord unfold to me wisdom as I go into this last phase. And I'm praying on this weekend when I schedule the appointment to go to Pittsburgh that all will be well and that everything will be flushed out and I will be coming back with a powerful report that all has been taken care of. So this is something very new to me, and I will have more information after I speak to the specialist, but I feel very confident and peaceful in my spirit about it. So I want to put that up before the Lord and before people who are God's intercessors. I also want to have you all pray for my son, who has tapped into the call in Atlanta, that God will make his way easy in the Atlanta area and send him the godly relationships that he needs in his life all around. He will continue to order his footsteps, and a project of ex-offenders that have received an awesome contract to do some contract work. The men will be joining us on this line starting next week, and I pray that God will sever their minds and conscience as they join us and go to a higher level in their relationship with the Lord. One of the men, Justin Washpond, was incarcerated day before yesterday. So if you all will put his name on a prayer request, it may be extraditing him back to Ohio, and he needs much prayer. So I want to just put that out there so that God could have his way in all of those situations. Thank you. God bless you. I love you all. And I know God is going to stay in his word and in prayer, and we're going to see this newfound freedom unfold as I play.
Amen, amen. We thank each of you. God bless you, Evangelist Beatty, and we will stand in agreement with you. At this time, we have heard each of your requests. Know that we will continue to stand in agreement with each of you. And at this time, I would like to ask Minister Kathy if she would come to the line and close us out. Minister Kathy?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Ms. Anthony?
I can.
Okay. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for everything that has been spoken here on the Master's Call today. We thank you for these praise reports, God, and how you provide, supernaturally provided the monies for the atmosphere of heaven recording. God, we give you praise because they were able to stand before you and sing and give you glory. And we bless you, God, that now it is on YouTube and it can be seen by many, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that it will continue to bless the heart of your people. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing in the lives of the artist family worldwide, Lord God, and even the success that we had here on last night with Papa Des De Leon. Lord, we just bless you for all that you're doing in our lives. We give you glory and we give you honor. We thank you, Lord God, for these prayer requests that have been laid before you. Lord, we're praying that you would be Jehovah Rapha, hallelujah, speaking, oh God, your word, that healing is a children's bread. And so we speak, Lord God, over Evangelist Gwen Beatty's body now, Lord God, the procedure that needs to be taking place in her life. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that every doctor that come in contact with her body, Lord God, that they will know this is a mighty woman of God. And, oh God, that they will only do what is divinely orchestrated for her in the name of Jesus. We speak, Lord God, Jehovah Rapha, God, in Jackie Henderson's life, God. We hold her up before you, and we thank you for complete healing in her lungs and respiratory system now. We speak to it now in the name of Jesus, and we say, line up in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for Dr. Solomon. We hold her up before you, God, as she goes into the operating room. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that everyone that is to even come in contact with her body, Lord God, that they will understand who this mighty woman of God is. And we thank you, Lord God, that you will cause them to her to have a successful open heart surgery in Jesus' name. And God, we're holding up Regina, God, and the issues with her legs, Lord God. We're asking that you touch now, and we're speaking to her leg now in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree that it is every whit whole in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing in the lives of your people. We bless you now, God, for those that have asked us to pray, even concerning their artist business or any business endeavors. We thank you, oh God, that you will continue to order our lives and put us in places, Lord God, connection with people, Lord God, that will do us well, God, and help us grow our business. We thank you for it now in the name of Jesus. We're giving you glory and we're giving you honor, Lord, because you told us to acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you will be faithful and just to direct our path. Father, we hold up Paul before you now in the name of Jesus, and we're asking, God, that you continue to reveal your will to him, God. Put people in his path, Lord God, godly men, Lord God, to influence him and make a difference in his life, God. Let him be led of you and not of himself. God, I thank you, Lord God, even for Evangelist Gwen's son, Lord God. We hold him up before you today. Make his way easy, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that his steps are also ordered by you. And we do give you praise and honor and glory for each and every one that have offered up their request.
We hold up Dr. PK before you, God. I thank you, Lord God, for this mighty woman of God and all that you're doing, even in her life, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for complete and speedy healing to this wrist right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for the co-founder, Pastor Vanessa, of this wonderful call. God, I pray that you continue to bless her life, Lord. Continue to bless her and order her steps, we pray. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing in and around this call and everyone that is on this call. We ask, Lord God, to continue to order our steps. Continue to give us the way in which we need to go. And we give you praise. Help us, Lord God, to go about knowing that we are mountain movers today. Bless your woman of God, Lord God, that brought forth such an awesome word. And we thank you, Lord God, that we walk in your way and we do as you say. And we go out and we become ministers in the marketplace. And we give you praise, honor, and glory for this time of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
God bless you. Wow. I just ask right now that each one of you will submit and obey the call of the Master to be that minister in the marketplace, and may the exceedingly abundant blessings of God be upon each of you. Remember, we are mountain movers. God bless you. We love you. Have a super fantastic weekend until we meet again on Monday. We love you. Goodbye.